Connell Cruz and 99% of the time on I'll Go FM Breakfast with Wayne, Lee and Charlie T. 99%? Is that the rainfall forecast for this weekend?
99?
I don't know. This is the thing. So yesterday I opened up a link which caught my attention. Don't know if it was just clickbait, because a headline like that will get people to click on it. This weekend rainfall could see the end of a 7-year drought in NMB. Don't know, but we do have our friend Garth Sampson on the line this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Wayne and Lee, I won't forget, and Charlie.
Hey, morning, Garth.
Garth, congratulations on your Citizens of the Year award.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Well deserved. Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah. Okay, that's what we called you. Goodbye, Garth.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Garth. No, listen, I saw you put out your little statement during the course of this week where you pretty much alluded to there will be rain this weekend, but everybody calm down. We will send out a notice closer to the time because the forecast could shift, the weather pattern could shift, which we've seen in the last couple of months, years. We get excited that there's rain coming up and then the wind just blows it out into the ocean. How far off is the Daily Maverick in their headline?
Well, I'd say they are quite far. Firstly, we always realize that no matter, even if those dams are full, we'll never really be out of a water crisis. The population is just increasing exponentially. The demand on water is so much higher. With climate change, peaks will be higher and troughs will be lower. So, yes, we might get out of it for 2, 3, 4 years at a time, but then it will be back again. Remember 2016, the dams were overflowing, and then 2 years later, they were virtually empty again. So, in the long term, no, but in the short term, we could be getting a bit of relief. Because it's going to start raining on Saturday evening, a bit earlier in the west, towards the house area, possibly in the afternoon. The models are up and down. They actually started in the weekend. Now it's been pushing it a day ahead. And the majority of the rain will come on Monday and Tuesday. Sunday to Monday, and start clearing on Tuesday. We can expect most of the area south of the escarpment to get at least 30 millimetres. Towards East London side, we are expecting much more than that, possibly a minimum of 40 mils over the 3 days. This is, you know, I always talk about the magical figure of 50 mils. It's not going to reach it, but it's at least going to fill those water tanks that I gave you.
That was my question.
It's not going to take much to fill the water tanks you gave us, Scott.
I use those for the doctor to give samples.
So we are expecting at least 30 mils south of Scotland. In places, it could be more, but it's early days. We are convening a meeting at 10 o'clock. And all the forecasters, there's a bunch of them on duty this morning, and they are going to thrash it out what advices and advisories and warnings will be sent out after 10 this morning. It's still 4 days, 5 days off, so anything could change in that period. It could intensify and lead to warnings and other problems, but it could also flatten out and become a non-event. So just everybody must listen to the radio. I'm sure Neil and the team will be putting something out after the 10 o'clock news. Watch my guru site, just as a matter of interest, our warnings are not only on the SAWS official website, we've upgraded now, and on Windy, if you go to the right on the layers, our warnings, the official warnings are there also. So they will be out after 10 o'clock. But it is looking very, very promising that at least it will give some good inflow into the dam.
Yeah. And Garth, as always, it is a criminal offence to spread false rumours about the weather warnings. Stay tuned to the South African Weather Service. They'll only come from there, right?
That's correct, Charlie. As I said now, the windy one is also the official South African Weather Service warning. So if you get it off windy on the warning section, it's got the full little picture there and the words, everything. So we will keep you informed through the course of the day, through the course of tomorrow. So just listen to the radio and the news broadcasts, because I will be feeding everything through as we get, even if it collapses the system. But let's hold thumbs that we get at least 40, 50 mils over the catchment, because that's going to, the ground's nice and wet now, so it can we can get a bit of flow going again.
Sounds promising. All right, we'll wait for that update. Garth, thank you for shedding some lights. Let's hope it rains. We'll hear from you later on.
Thank you very much, and all of you have a great day.
Cheers,
bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.